Penbowen about my ass, and you will get the most beautiful, glorious statements.
Or I could not do that, and I can start a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
And today we have a very special guest.
Mav.
Hey.
Yay. Hello.
The one and only, and he better have a fast five for us by the end of this episode.
Hello, my love.
Yeah.
Well, he will by the end of this, that's for sure.
That's, yep. Hey, everybody, what you drinking?
I am drinking a beer that we received, a beer from a set that we received as thanks for making masks.
Aw.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good,
a Leinenkugel.
Oh, there we go.
Canoe Paddler. It's damn decent.
Canoe Paddler? What is that?
Canoe Paddler. It's a Kolsch-style beer.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. This is my first time having it.
I don't drink beer. What is Kolsch?
It's where you buy your khakis.
Oh.
No, but really, does anybody have an answer for me?
It's a German style of beer.
I think it's like an amber lager.
Amber lager?
I don't know how to describe it.
I'm sure I graduated fifth grade with an amber lager, so.
So if I had to describe it on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being super pale beer and the other one being a like super, super coffee chocolate dark stout, I would say that this is right around a 4 or a 5. It's right at the midpoint.
Really? I would put it closer to 2 or 3.
Closer to an IPA?
What kind of Okay.
This is not... It doesn't have like the grapefruit bitterness.
So you're talking about ABUs.
No, not bitterness.
So what scale are you going by here?
Color.
Shade.
Okay.
When I taste things, I see a color.
Mav, what are you drinking?
Mav, save us! What do you think?
Oh God! Yeah, you're asking the right guy for that.
Jenna, a Kolsch is a light ale. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Mav, what are you drinking?
I need it.
But not a pale ale.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, James!
Who invited him?
It's part of a plate. It's not a ramp.
Right. This one's a ramp.
Well, this one is a ramp.
I think I'm going to drink like 4 or 5 of these real fast.
Do it.
So what this is it's vodka, a little bit of Jack Daniels, and Diet Mountain Dew. I call it the presidential disinfectant.
I think that's the first thing I got drunk off of when I was like 13.
A presidential disinfectant?
Yeah.
Well, I figure if you can handle one of these.
I don't know about the Daniels aspect, but there was vodka and there was Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
oh, horrible. Horrible.
A pretty color.
UV blue and Mountain Dew makes a radiator fluid.
Ooh.
Well, see, now I'm going to have to try that.
It's a terrible drink, and I wholly recommend it for all of your frat party needs.
That sounds like something I shouldn't try, but I'm going to try.
Mav,
when I'm done with that,
I have a bottle of Oban.
Ooh. There you go.
Thanks, Oban. Huh?
Oban, huh?
No. I watched that show yesterday, you son of a bitch.
What show? What?
They did the Squires at Large thing.
Oh, that, yeah. Jenna, what you drinking?
I am drinking Dr. Pepper and Blue Kielasu. That's it. I don't know if we have a name for it, but that's
kind of shading?
That's what I was trying to remember, is if we had done that. I don't think we had a name for that one, no.
No, that sounds amazing, though.
It's acceptable. I prefer the Dr. Tiki. But, I mean, this will work. I am almost out of Kahlua.
Oh, no.
This quarantine better, like, get over its shit, because I need some motherfucking
You're in the store grabbing a bunch of stuff and some vodka, and they're like, oh, making your own hand sanitizer? And you're like, no, making my own Kahlua.
So, on a scale of 1 to Kahlua, how does the blue curacao land in the Dr. Pepper?
I mean, Kahlua is definitely the top. I'm going to give it 7.
Okay. Solid 7.
6, wow. 7.
Like, it's not bad. It's actually tasty, but it's not yes, tasty kind of a thing.
Can I just mention that you're sitting there drinking a can of Dr. Pepper with your Dr. Pepper shirt on, and you look like an advertisement for Dr. Pepper?
She's a pepper.
Product placement.
That's stay-at-home work hasn't quite filling my coffers, so I'm going to fill my coffers with some Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
no, that's good visual product placement on an audio podcast there, Jenna.
Yeah. You know the story about how I got this shirt. Or why I got this shirt.
I feel like you've told it before, but
is it cosplay related?
I don't remember shit, so I think we lost.
It's actually the cheapest costume I could come up with for vilification tennis goes to the doctor.
Nice.
There we go.
It was a medical theme. We're all supposed to dress up as doctors. And I went, I will get way more use out of this Dr. Pepper t-shirt than I will anything else.
Absolutely.
Well, that was like me showing up in a Red Wings shirt for the women's hygiene and health show.
That's not even close, Jen, James. Not even close.
No.
These two are orthogonal. They don't intersect ever.
Salsa, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Corona.
Yay!
All right.
Because somebody's
Chinese boyfriend left you.
Somebody's boyfriend left Corona on my porch, and so I'm drinking Corona.
Well, as long as you don't drink 19 of them, you're safe.
Oh, it's awful.
So I will let Joe know.
But it's.
You are finally drinking the Corona he gave you.
Yeah, I will drink this Corona, and it is terrible, but it is better than, you know, going to the state capitol and protesting, so...
Salsa, are you a fan of olives?
I mean, I think she's okay, but I don't know. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was going to say, you could make a... variously named Wisconsin or South Dakota martini by putting some olives in that beer.
Why would I do that when I have gin and vodka?
Right.
Okay, but you're the one drinking the beer.
Right.
Okay, all right. Fine. All right.
I mean, why would I waste perfectly good olives on this
shit? Make your choice. honestly, shitty beer makes olives taste even better.
Interesting.
Yes, but then I waste the olives.
Well, coming from the guy who tastes colors.
Yeah, I mean, there is that.
Fair.
The guy who took 20 minutes to get to Kolsch.
Oh, God, that's a horrible drink.
Seriously.
What's a horrible drink, Mav?
This vodka, Jack Daniels, and Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've puked that up.
Mm. Hey, thank you.
28 years ago.
It's got to be. So.
In the words of my best friend and former landlord, Charles, looking at row after row, shelf after shelf of Dr. McGillicuddy's, he said, wow, that looks like hitting your head on the underside of a toilet seat.
Speaking of Dr. McGillicuddy's, to paraphrase Mitch Hedberg, you know, I would have gotten that from a Mr. McGillicuddy's.
The gorilla?
What?
Just no. You just ignore him. Already. Just ignore him.
Okay.
Just ignore him.
Okay.
Just move on.
God.
Don't. Do not engage. Do not make eye contact. As long as you don't move, James forgets you there. He can only see movement.
So, okay. For the first time in 5 weeks, my daughter left the house.
Okay.
She had to go pick up some prescriptions. So, right, like, pure whatever.
Good reason. Good reason.
Yeah, very good reason. We prefer her with her prescriptions.
Right.
So like, she got the mask on and everything like that, and she comes back. And my daughter brought home for me two things of double stuff Oreos.
Holy shit.
It is so delightful. I haven't had anything new in this house in forever. Like, well, because I have literally been in this house for over 5 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she didn't bring you Kahlua.
She's not 21 yet.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make.
Excuse is that.
God.
Not everybody grew up in your hometown, Salsa.
Thank God.
That's fair.
Or St. Cloud, Mav.
Hey.
Ooh.
I mean,
he's not going to say that St. Cloud isn't like that. He's going to say, I didn't grow up in St. Cloud.
Well, that's half true. That's half true.
Oh.
I grew up out in Boston.
I was going to argue you haven't grown up.
Well, there's that.
Yes, that's a fair point. Fair point.
All right. So anyway,
you found your way to this podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's
didn't
that's,
have to turn around halfway.
The long slide has finally reached its bottom.
Oh, there's more.
Phrasing? So
leave
anyway,
it to the boothies. We'll dig more slide. Go ahead.
God, yeah.
Jenna?
Mm. Anyway, so I have these two boxes of double stuffed Oreos staring at me, but I don't want to open them because we're already recording. I don't want the crinkly noises to not be on the podcast because I pretend to respect our listeners.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but now you've announced it, so it's okay.
Like, every once in a while, I look over and I'm like, oh, I should have an Oreo. Oh.
No, but you've announced it now, and so it's not rude now if you do it.
Well, but I don't know.
This is your moment, Jenna.
See, I have to side with Salsa on this one.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to
do it.
Yeah. Special guests, Mav and Oreos.
And
tonight, we find out which one goes in Jenna's mouth.
That wasn't Mav. There we go.
Yeah.
So, while Jenna's got her mouth full, James, what have you been up to?
I did two shows this weekend.
Good.
One of them was Vill, which I think went real fucking spectacularly, and then the other was Squires at Large show with Kyle on Sunday, and I was well pleased. The time flew
Jenna is
by.
Shaking her head, and I can't tell if she's disagreeing with you or just happy.
Yes, probably both.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So this Vill show, we're, I think, starting to kind of get the hang of doing the online Vill shows. It's starting to feel really good. It is a dramatically different environment without any immediate audience feedback.
I can believe that.
Having
done a couple shows in front of an audience of one or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying the Vill shows. They're you can see it evolving. That's mm-hmm. that's what I really enjoy about it right now.
Yeah. Well, for example, we discovered that we need an extra person in the game of telephone between the viewers and the host.
Okay.
Because right now we've got the sidekick, you know, the co-host that, you know, breaks in, interrupts, gives a little bit of information about what the people at home are saying and seeing and all of that.
Ed McMahon's that shit.
We discovered that it was, if they need someone to feed them information. Because it's basically, it's a funnel. The amount of information that they would have to go through has to be collated so that they can provide it in a timely way at the right moments.
I see.
And be on the stream without, like, scanning through things live on camera.
So you need a producer.
Yeah. So this last show, I think, went even a little better than our first online one because we had someone who was... hi, honey. That was weird. Sorry. Something hit my reset button.
She walked past naked.
Yep. And so the this show
James has short circuited. Jenna. Yeah,
this show went a little better because we had I believe Molly Glover giving information to Eric Knight, who was then co-hosting for Tim. So it was spectacular.
Gotcha.
And a much easier way for Eric to have the information in a timely manner in order to support Tim's requests of his co-host.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that she did, though, is that she was able to post to the chat as well.
Right, that too,
so when the audience was looking for information, she could provide that.
Correct.
So she was kind of like a switchboard operator?
Mm-hmm.
It was extraordinarily helpful to have her there, and I think the more we can incorporate that person and find ways to loop the audience in, like we did with Match Game, the more the audience will feel included, and it's better for the performers too, because we feel like we're suddenly connected to the audience, which has been missing, and it's incredibly valuable to the production, to the comedy of it.
Cool.
So
yeah. This last one was really smooth. I really enjoyed it. I was laughing out loud on my deck watching it, and I got a few odd looks from the neighbors. It was kind of entertaining on multiple levels.
Do you mean other than normal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, more than normal.
I see.
A lot more than normal.
Cool.
Usually it's just because of the nudity, but...
I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah.
You can't bring it up.
Oh, that was an age joke. All right.
Yes, that's what it was.
That's just my Oreo.
Okay, well, I was just about to say, Jenna, it's your turn, but she just took a bite, so...
What has she been doing? She's been eating Oreos.
Apparently.
Oh, I do have one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Super quick. Yeah, Reddit had a weird thing where they basically did Reddit TV, and by giving people upvotes and you know, the little gold medals and things like that, you could extend the amount of time that they were on the screen. And I saw a few things, including somebody just doing piano improvisation for 90 minutes. They can quit whenever they want to. But they can also stay as long as people are interested. And then another one was just like this handsome young kid putting together a pair of shoes by hand. He was cutting the soles and starting to stitch the outer lug together. And a lot of the comments were pretty thirsty. There were a lot of like 30-something women and men, I'm guessing, and NBs who were like, hey, you're super handsome putting that shoe together. That apron looks great on you. You know, as he's sipping bourbon and putting a shoe together, all of the other comments were like, don't cut toward yourself. Stop cutting toward yourself. Why are you cutting toward yourself? You turn the knife. Don't. We're worried about your... We're thinking this is going to be a snuff film. Stop it. But it was really fascinating, and he was an excellent host. He was kind of like Bob Ross. And Bob Vila, all in one.
Sounds like a former Boothie.
I would be unsurprised if that were the case. But that's been a good source of entertainment. Just seeing random people do whatever they're interested in for as long as people want to watch it.
Sounds like our podcast. Jenna.
Yeah.
Kind of. I have been watching a bunch of live streaming and other whatnots. I mean, number one, I am definitely back to healthy. I am not sick.
Woo. Good.
Oh my God. Holy Jesus. Yeah. That was awful. I don't ever want to do that again. But that's been like the past month of my life. So I have been doing two things. I've been cleaning the shit out of my house, and I'm not there yet. And then I have been watching all of the live stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been watching all of the vilifications. I've been watching, I watched the Squires at Large because I hate myself. it was kind of fun being the chat foil. Where, like, you guys would say something and be like, oh my God, stop. Oh, God, that hurts. Okay, that one was actually kind of funny. Like, you know, and doing all the side commentary in the chat with people that were watching, and we were mm-hmm. all commenting on how awful you guys were.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, we were still there. So, I guess you were doing your job right? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, my only regret was that I couldn't see the disappointment on your face.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yep.
Asshole. So anyway, watch Squares. I watched Kayla Sotavir and Jason Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have formed a group. It's called Receptacle. And they do improvised music. They like just write songs on the spot based on suggestions, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
They have developed the most ridiculous characters for this. They are real American. I can't do the accent. James, you can do it.
Yes, they are real American performers.
Kind of. But they're it's kind of like a Russian or a Eastern European style accent. And they are to be doing the music for you because they are famous musicians. They are famous rock stars. So for you, lucky public, you will be to watching us write songs. Kind of a thing. And you've got Kayla in, like, it's Clash of the 80s.
Yep.
Is what, like, with, and she's got, like, lights going in the background and, like, all this stuff. Like, she looks like the 80s just puked on her five times.
Awesome.
And then you've got Kruger in the best fucking hat, and I can't even describe
it. It's the poofy pimp hat.
Huh?
It's the poofy pimp hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And the fucking fur coat.
Yep.
Yep.
Jesus.
And they are to be doing the music for us. And we are lucky to be seeing them do the music.
Fair enough.
They are famous. And I watched them for an hour and a half. writing songs and fighting with each other. Also, Kayla told my fortune with a D8. That was delightful.
I mean, that's probably just as accurate as any other method, I'm sure.
Right. Like, I asked her, I'm like, will I get that promotion? I'm not up for promotion, but will I get that promotion? And she rolled a 1. I was like,
oh no.
Well, buddy. Okay.
Oh.
She's like, don't.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Thank you. So yeah, like things like that. But they were going to be doing this for Die Laughing. Like, they were writing songs, and they were going to be doing some pre-written songs for Die Laughing. Problem is that because of lag, they can't play together on the internet. They don't have the right, they don't have good internet, number one, and they don't have the right software for it, number two. So they're basically taking turns writing songs in each of their things, and then bickering back and forth, and whatever. And it's great. But yeah, it's I'm just so pleased that this thing that they were going to be doing for Die Laughing, they've come up with a different angle on it and are producing it on the internet.
Yeah,
it makes me so happy. I got a little teary. So I've watched that. Scott Kiever had his 50th birthday concert, which was super sweet. He played a song that he wrote for Baby Roo, because he is friends with Roo and Aaron.
Yeah.
So yeah, he played a song that he wrote for Baby Roo, and Aaron was actually on the chats, and it was super sweet. And he played a couple of songs that he had written for me. I did a dance thing a long time ago, and I asked him to write some songs for me, and we haggled and bartered, and I got songs. So he played some of those. But it was a really smart way to have a birthday party, I think. Because he was doing a concert, and he'd done a few of these like online concert things. But he also just had the YouTube chat up, and so he was just like, he would play a song and like read through the chat, and his wife was reading chat stuff to him, and then like conversing with us through the medium of him talking to us and us chatting at him, knowing that there was a delay and taking the delay into account. But yeah, he had been kind of bummed that like he wasn't going to be able to have his big blowout 50th birthday, but he made a thing happen. So yeah. What else have I seen? I've watched way more things. So many
you
things.
You all the Marvel movies, didn't you? Or are you still working through that?
I got through that 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
wow.
See, that's how often I get online these days.
Yeah. No, I didn't really post much about it because that was I was finishing that up as I was becoming more sick.
Oh yeah.
Have the energy to post all of the things about my life, so yeah. But I did. I wrapped that up real quick. Especially after I didn't work for a week. I was done with that on day two, and I was like, "Fuck! Now what do I do with my time?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it?
Yeah. Anyway, there is so much stuff out there to see, you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much stuff. If you need recommendations, I swear to God, I will just give you things. Just ping me. We'll figure it out.
All right, everybody. If you need to know what to watch live online, hit Jenna up. No, I've also been doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, but I've been doing also the TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done the TV shows. I was thinking of going back and incorporating those.
And I'm all of the TV. Not only am I doing the TV shows, but I'm also doing the shorts, stuff like that. I've already seen all of the Netflix ones, I'm skipping those. Because if I also added those, I would never finish.
It would take forever.
Right, yeah.
So I've already seen those, so I'm skipping those. So caveat, but I am rewatching the movies that I haven't seen. I just finished season 3 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which means Agent Carter is done, and this is right around the time of Civil War.
Right.
Yeah.
Around a little past Civil War. We're between Civil War and Doctor Strange. We're right before Doctor Strange, actually, is where we are.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. I'm in beginning of season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Strange time period is where I'm at right now. But I've been watching those. I've had those on the TV while I'm working, you know, during the day. That's how I've been getting through those. Because as soon as work is done, or on the weekends, I've been digging.
Last night...
That project is still happening.
Last night, instead of doing online board games with Jenna, Eric Thompson, and Merritt, friend of the podcast, Badger, real human Badger, we all sat down and ended up talking pretty in-depth about Marvel movies, and especially about Thor, Hawkeye, and Black Widow.
I feel like Hawkeye almost touch attention, but that's...
But I had not realized how in-depth their knowledge of the fandom was, and it was amazing just to sit back and take it all in.
Right? Like, I mean, I asked a few questions, but really I just let Eric and Merritt talk, and I felt like I was at my own near-private convergence panel.
Yeah.
Like, this is great. There's no BO. Nobody's
only my own.
Nobody's asking questions or doing a well actually. Like I can
Oh yeah.
Right? It was fantastic. I was thinking like during that I was like I kind of want to host more panels.
Oh shit.
Right?
That would be amazing.
So I'm noodling that one around in my brain a little bit.
I want to see like super snarky, aggressive Jenna as a panel moderator. Where it's just like, does anybody have a question? And if somebody has a statement, instead you're just like, what the fuck was that?
See, that would be me with a statement, though.
Oh my god, this is the best idea
ever! That was not a fucking question, you idiot! Get the fuck out!
I'll volunteer my pride for that one.
Oh god, that would be good.
Yeah.
But anyway...
I almost feel like this would be an incredible venue for... your former show, Salsa. It was something like factually false.
Fully believable.
Fully believable.
Yeah.
Yes. Fully believable was astounding. It was admittedly like 3.5 something years ago.
No, it was good. I really enjoyed that show.
Last on it. I mean, I feel like that would be an amazing segment, at the very least, in a show about nerds nerding about nerdy stuff. Just a bunch of people being patently false about something.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
if nothing else, that would be a great sketch. Anyway. When I haven't been watching and working, I haven't been watching any live streaming or anything like that because I have been outside digging in the dirt. My trench digging is nearing a certain milestone. I guess it's not nearing completion at all because I have a long way to go.
When you edit this episode, be sure to put in the theme to the Great Escape.
No. I have the dry well has been dug and filled in. The trench, the actual French drain trench, 77 feet has been dug. It is done. Jeez. It is almost filled in all by hand.
And you did all that by hand.
By hand. Yeah. Yep. Oh. And I don't know if I mentioned this previously, but what I've been doing is as I've been digging, I've been cutting off the top layer of sod, and then as I fill in behind me, I've been laying that top layer of sod back down so that there's not a dirt trench. There's actual sod, but it's funny because my backyard is not the best grass yard. It is so like as you go by, there's like stripes of good grass and bad grass that are just transposed, you know, 25 feet back. but
it just makes it look even worse though if you've got a big long strip, you know.
Exactly. If it's just a strip of dirt. No, and that sod will work itself in and it'll look fine, but it
right.
But yeah, by layering that top layer with the grass seed in it, it'll look pretty good. Pretty
like a
quick.
Teenager trying to grow a mustache.
Exactly. but I have gotten all the way up to now. Like I was saying the other week when I started this whole project, this whole started because I was going to actually finally put in the patio, and now I have dug my trench all the way up the backyard. I have reached where the patio is going, so I have started actually digging out the patio now.
Yay!
So,
oh, nice.
So yeah, that's it's weird because the trench has been a foot deep, and now I'm doing the patio, and the patio is only supposed to be 7 inches deep, and so I've actually been having to put dirt back because I've been going to town with that shovel, and then oops, I went too far, gotta. Sorry about that.
Put some back. Is that going to be a poured patio then? Or are you
gonna
pour
it's
going to
be it's pavers.
Okay.
So what it is it's 7 inches deep, four inch layer of crushed rock, 1 inch layer of sand, and then 2 inch pavers go on
right,
top of that.
Right.
And so that's how everything will shake down. But because it doesn't have to be nearly as deep as the rest of the trench, I'm. And at this point, my mental gauge for how deep I'm supposed to dig is so entrenched that it's taken me. I have been taking breaks here and there when my shoulder either gives out or when it's raining outside to get some baking done. I did make that sticky toffee pudding the other day.
Nice.
And it was fucking amazing.
Nice.
Holy shit, was it good. Like, I love sticky toffee pudding. Holy shit, do I love sticky toffee pudding. But homemade sticky toffee pudding? absolutely worth it. It's also 2.5 hours, so it's a commitment. But it's fucking worth it. It's so goddamn worth it. So my wife and I are like, we're talking about definitely putting it as, thank you to Troy, by the way, for the suggestion, but we're thinking about either having it, we're talking about having it be for the twins' birthday, have that be a thing.
Oh, nice.
So every year for their birthday, that'll be something that I make is sticky toffee pudding for them.
Aww.
Because, yeah, that sticky toffee pudding with little ice cream on top and then more toffee sauce on top. Oh, so goddamn good. So that has basically been my life for the past few weeks, is digging and baking.
Sounds
so
tough.
When are you getting another pavatizza?
That's on the list. The next thing on the list is the Swiss roll, because I have the cream. I need to use up the cream. But yeah, we'll see. I think once we're actually able to get out of the house a little bit more, then I'll make that for you.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I've been enjoying it. Been enjoying going through my list and expanding my repertoire.
Yay!
So.
Awesome.
Should we take a break and then talk to Mav a bit?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, we don't have to talk to Mav. We can just ignore him. It's entirely our show. We're allowed to do these things.
And I'm actually used to that, so, whatever.
All right.
Well, we're used to getting 5 emails.
shit.
All right, how about we take a break and Mav will start writing? All right. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Can't believe I have to actually drink Oban to wash down that last drink I had.
It's a terrible problem.
Oh. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
So Bryn got me teeny tiny cans of pepper.
What the fuck?
Rude.
It's rude.
And I'm Mav.
Thank you. Now you go ahead. Excitement, James.
Bryn got me teeny, teeny, tiny cans of Dr. Pepper. So I don't think this is like a fully qualified doctor. I think this is like a first aid
med
pepper.
Student?
Residency.
Oh.
So what you're saying is naked girlfriend bringing you Dr. Pepper.
I just can't believe he pushed me aside for a small can of Dr. Pepper.
I know, seriously, how rude can
you
be?
Let's be fair, I would push you aside for a small can of Dr. Pepper.
I mean,
Pepper.
So would I, but fair, not while fair. We were recording.
Jenna would actually kill any one of us for a small can of Dr. Pepper.
I mean, she is a walking billboard right now.
Well, sitting. Right now.
I could walk. Wait a minute.
Now, when we saw the standing billboard, it was that. That was.
I looked up at my screen right at that moment too.
So Mav.
Yes.
What you been up to? How's your how's your COVIDian era going?
Well, to be honest. I don't believe I have caught the vid-19, either that or, you know, I've just been one of the lucky asymptomatic ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, practice my social distancing, you know, stay at home, mm-hmm. do what I got to do, you know. It sucks. I think we can all agree on that. But, yeah. You know, you do what you got to do. So short of that, you know, I've gotten so much done around the house. So since the last time I was on, you know, the podcast here, Ro and I bought a house.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's not insignificant.
No, that was actually a much larger purchase, I think, than what we were looking for. But, you know, we found a nice place that's on 2 acres of land. We've got very, very heavily wooded. It's unbelievable. Our backyard has literally no sunlight.
Sounds amazing.
It's beautiful. But we decided, so the woods off the back of the house started maybe about 40 feet, I would say, off the back of the house. And then it was just dense woods. So this spring, so far, right. Are you laughing at the dense part or?
Yes.
I got it. So we decided to push the backyard back about 50 feet so that we can actually have lawn, because the 40 feet we do have is a solid hill.
Oh, wow.
Which is great in the wintertime for sledding. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Until you smack into the trees at the bottom of the hill.
Well, yeah. The medical bills actually did go up during the winter, but so we decided to push everything back about 50 feet, which means I've had to cut down a lot of trees, and Ro has had to move a lot of cut wood, and my daughter Jalen also, you know, obviously helping out. But so over the course of the last 2 weeks, we've now taken out 29 trees, and
oh wow.
When you look back there, you just kind of think to yourself, where did we take those 29 trees out? Because it doesn't look like we took anything out.
Right. Mm.
So it's, you know, we're still kind of sitting here going, all right, now we got to take out those 12. And then after that, I got to take out those 10. And then after that, so it's just kind of this continuing thing. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks. That and watching someone zip back and forth in front of Jenna there.
And steal Oreos.
And steal Oreos.
Honestly, this
stolen Oreo that she victoriously brought home from the Target.
I mean, that's a toll's a toll. Yeah. No, it honestly sounds very similar to my trench digging, where you're like, I've made so much progress, but I have so far to go.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But, you know, and then, so one thing I'm really proud of is last week, James, you had posted, you know, about Nintendo Switches and how you can actually build one.
Yeah.
Being I couldn't find the parts and being the type of person I am, I didn't take that as an acceptable answer. So on the interwebs I went, and I actually scored myself a brand spanking new Nintendo Switch in the box. Right. Being shipped to me right now. It should be here on Wednesday. Very excited about it. So
very nice.
So, yeah, so much. Oh, and I'm also writing a new stage game for Fearless, something that I've been working on for a while, and hoping to have it all finished up and ready to propose to a few people probably in the next week or two here. So
cool.
That and work. Lots and lots and lots of work.
I believe it.
Nice.
Yeah, because spring is a busy time for you guys, I'm sure. Especially
it's horrendous.
I'm sure with everybody being at home, everybody wants to do lawn work and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what we're hoping. We haven't gotten the quarterly reports out yet. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the golf courses now are starting to kind of get a little more into the swing of things. And, you know, obviously contractors, they're very busy. They're also a big customer of Toro. So we're staying busy. We're definitely staying busy. Let's see. What else have I been up to? Oh gosh. Just wrote a Fast Five for you guys. So,
sweet.
And I will send a lot more, but
we've been running really, really short. So if you could send us two emails.
Seven emails.
Seven emails.
I don't want to see that.
All right.
But you should send them to James at AONPodcast.com.
James at AON. All right, writing that down.
Okay. So, listeners, I think James disconnected, fell apart, something. Like, I'm hoping he's just, like, hopping back on. But he doesn't know this.
I'm sure he'll blame his camera.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he'll have plenty of excuses one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Unless his naked girlfriend is still walking around the apartment, in which case, Godspeed, little
dude. Yeah, I got no problems. So, you've been doing the yard work. You've been doing the proposition.
Sure. Yep.
Have you been doing anything like else just for fun or with family or anything like that?
So with family, no, not so much.
Good. I've been ignoring mine too.
It's not that we're ignoring them. It's the whole social distancing thing. You know, it's, we did have a couple of family members come over and help move a couple of trees, but it was very, very distanced. We don't want to risk it, you know?
I was thinking more like video chat stuff or whatever, but,
So, I do have a couple of friends who work. So I've got a couple of friends who work for Google, a couple of friends who work for Yahoo, and then I've got one friend of mine who works for Blizzard. And so I've been doing little side projects with each one of them. Even though for me it's fun, but for them it's work.
Sure.
So they'll reach out to me, you know, like, hey, how would you approach this? How would you approach that? And then I'll give my input, write them a little bit of code, and whether they use it or not, I'm not sure. But, it's fun. So I've been doing a lot more of that.
Nice.
Yeah. It's kind of entertaining. And then I started to kind of write my own video game for iPhones and Android and whatnot. Mm. So
nice.
Not sure if that'll ever come about. Depends on how soon the whole lockdown ends. But
sure. We'll see. If you need a playtester.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you in mind.
For Android. Not for iPhone, sure. Though, but...
Yeah, I'm an Android, too.
Well, I'll make sure you both get on the list.
Delightful.
Other than that, gosh, you know, just living the dream. Living the dream.
Cool.
Just trying to come up with more ideas. You know, I've been trying to really engage myself a little more with... you know, like what Fearless does. So I've been trying to think up of, you know, skits, stage acts, stuff like that. So I came up with this idea for this game, and it really excited me. So I was like, oh, I've been really focusing on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a few other things I've been working on that maybe will make it to a stage, maybe it won't. But, or, you know, maybe I'll hand it off to somebody and they'll be able to do something with it, you know.
Sure.
Right.
You know, but Fearless has been kind of my direction lately, you know, trying to get more involved with that, trying to get engaged.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had been doing a fantastic job with the silent auction stuff.
Oh, thank you.
And you managed to have a silent auction despite the, you know, despite the Rona, but yeah, like I know you had a lot of people drop out, but that's like, it was seriously like really impressive because I hadn't seen you do a lot with Fearless up until that point,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Like, Matchbox, things like that, but
right.
But yeah, watching you be like, oh, I'm gonna go do all of this. Oh, this is mine now. I am taking over. With the silent auction was delightful.
Well, and that's just what I do. That's my direction. You give me a job and I'm gonna, I see it through to the end, you know, and when I'm not given that ceiling, okay, I got free rein. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna do what I think would be cool. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, a lot of people dropped out and it was unfortunate, but it's understandable. You know, but next year we'll see. You know.
Well, next year they owe you for next year now, right?
A number of them have already reached out to me again. Okay. I haven't had to reach out to them. They've actually contacted me and said, "Hey, are you still doing it again next year?" So, yes, absolutely, we are. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm actually getting very excited for it already, and it's. And I shouldn't be, because now it's spring, you know, but I enjoy that kind of stuff. I like the challenge.
Nice. Good, good, good. Excellent. Hmm. So then, I thought I had a question and I couldn't figure it. Nope, it left me.
Nope, no question. Okay.
It disappeared. Much
fair.
Like... Where the fuck is Chase?
His internet dropped out.
Aww.
He messaged us.
Can he join on his phone?
What?
Can't he join on his phone?
I mean, one would think.
I mean, it's not going to be the good quality, but he would be here.
I mean, probably didn't think of that. He's probably too busy focused on doing the one thing that... You know, James.
The pineapple upside down cake and naked
it's
girlfriend.
It's a brand.
There he is.
Whoa.
Hey.
You on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hold it.
Well, I just got a message that that I should try to join by phone.
Oh, okay.
So the audio will be eh, but he'll be at least present. So.
Yes. So I imagine much has happened since I dropped off the call when Matt was talking about having acquired and Switch brand new in box.
Yes, we
wow,
spoke
dude, that
at,
like
about
an
that.
Hour ago.
Yeah, we spoke about that, and then we spoke about other things he's been doing, and then we made fun of you for a while.
Nice. What? Yeah. Well, that seems. Yeah, that seems right. So what are you excited about doing on the Switch? What are you excited about having?
No, James. Just because you were here doesn't mean we get to rehash that conversation. I'm sorry, you missed it.
Yeah, you were just going to have to listen to the podcast.
I always do anyway.
We're not going to go back just for you.
No,
God.
This would be the perfect moment for me to join by phone and Salsa to be like, all right, who's ready for a break?
Speaking of which. We're good for a little bit, unless you want
to
take
a
break.
So, James, to briefly answer your question, we're excited for all of it, for all of the things about the Switch, you know, Animal Crossing, all sorts of stuff. So,
got to cross out them animals.
Yeah.
Well, we play Animal Crossing for the Wii right now.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, and we actually started on the GameCube version. So, you know, we've been kind of following it through the whole way.
Yeah.
So it would only make sense for us to get this, but
having enjoyed pretty intensely the GameCube one myself, I have to say the version for the Switch is a pretty substantial upgrade.
That's what I've heard. Very, very excited to try that out. So
there are a lot more things and a lot more fun things to do and have and occupy your time. So
right,
yeah,
right, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. Have you considered any other titles other than Animal Crossing?
Yeah, so I actually picked up the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that actually looked really entertaining to me, so I was like, yep, throw it in the cart. We'll see. You know, there's so many titles out for it right now. It's mm-hmm. it's just, we're kind of a little overwhelmed with that, so once we get the Switch in and we've kind of broken it in a little bit, then I'll be, you know, we'll probably be reaching out to the interwebs or the Facebookings and say, what do you suggest?
One of the things that I very deeply appreciate about it is that if you decide to play a game like Mario Kart, for example.
Huge fan of that one.
You have two controllers ready to go with the system automatically.
Right, right.
Yeah. So,
We're super excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a super fun thing. I ended up starting a turnip market watch group on Facebook.
I saw that.
So that we can all keep track of our turnip prices throughout the week and choose the right moment and the right location to sell for maximum price.
You know, full disclosure, I almost joined that group because I was standing in Target when I saw it, and I was in the produce section of all places. I just about joined it and walked over to take pictures of the tunips and say, I've got them for $8 a bundle. But, hindsight.
The comedy is appreciated.
Yes, yes.
So here's the deal. I will get a Switch when Animal Crossing has a red panda.
They might.
They do not.
If I had internet, I would check.
They do not.
No.
This has been checked by several people. They do not have a red panda. Fuck that game.
I will get a Switch when they are affordable.
That's not going to be for a while. But.
Yeah, exactly.
It may not. I mean, they do actually have a... they've got two versions of the console right now, and one of them is, I think, just about the most affordable that any system is really reasonably going to be.
It's still
and it
much.
Has...
Yeah, especially now, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It has all of the power and all of the games and everything like that that the other one, the more fully featured one, has, but the controllers don't come off, and you don't plug it into a TV. You just play it as a handheld.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. The light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, yeah. For me personally, like having the fully featured one, being able to plug it into TVs, like I said during the conversation that we had about plugging the Switch into a friend's television in order to play Jackbox games impromptu, mm-hmm. It was like that was the right decision. But if you're just interested in playing the games, and especially for Salsa, who doesn't really care if other people spectate, and especially doesn't care if they can connect and be involved.
No, I do care, and I want that answer to be no.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. But that, the light system is $199 brand new.
Yep. Yeah, and you can actually recase those. You can take the components out of that and put it into a Switch console case and get the, I think it's like 4 or 5 extra pieces.
All right. But, yeah, the article that I sent you about assembling your own Switch from scratch, if you know where to buy the pieces and things like that, you can get a fully featured Switch console system that is absolutely Nintendo compliant for $199 worth of parts. The missing $100 is just basically your time and agony in putting it together and potentially messing it up.
Well, and actually I looked at that, so I was able to find and basically secure 7 of the, I think there was 19 parts.
Right.
And the 7 that I found were almost triple in price from what they were before. So just those 7 parts, I was already over $200. I was like, you know what? It's just not worth it.
Yeah. No, that's not worth it.
Yeah, but I was able to secure a brand new Switch, paid normal market value for it, and it's the 2019 version. So very excited about that.
So according to the interwebs, Chester is a lazy cub villager in the Animal Crossing series who resembles a panda.
That might be like a panda though.
Yeah, not a red panda.
No, it looks. I'm looking at. Okay, I don't know what picture I'm looking at because they all look different.
I wonder if you can mod that game.
Is there a red panda in Animal Crossing? The red panda is my favorite animal, but it isn't in Animal Crossing.
Huh.
Yep.
It's possible to mod that game, the difficulty being that if you do, it might fail a checksum that allows it to be online. Or if you do successfully change something, there's always the possibility that it might be overwritten if you are able to put it online. So that's when you're talking about multiplayer online games, you would then not be able to use some of the content that you would ordinarily have gotten, like holiday stuff or the brand new update that gives you all kinds of new plants and stuff.
Right. Actually, what I'm seeing is you can mod skins for the characters. So that maybe who knows.
So what is Animal Crossing?
Mav, we tried to explain this to Salsa, but okay. I think you might be a little better prepared.
Did you? I don't remember.
We did.
Okay.
So if you've already tried
to explain it to me, then we don't have.
No,
to.
give Mav a chance because he hasn't tried.
Well, I don't want to force the listener. Okay, go ahead.
So, have you ever played Sims or like Farmville?
Nope.
Or actually, no, none of that stuff. Okay,
I'm familiar with them as a concept, though.
It's too close to multiplayer.
So this is a sim game. It's like Sims, but you're an animal. Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, No, no, you're not an animal, but you are in a village or a town where mm-hmm. the other characters are animals.
Right.
So you're a person, but the NPCs are animals.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, and so you do things like collect resources. In the older ones, you don't collect resources; you just collect stuff. So you can go mm-hmm. fishing. You can buy furniture. You can sell furniture, plants, so on and so forth.
One of my favorite things about the GameCube version, and I don't know if it is or is not available in the new one, is the ability to collect full playable copies of old Nintendo games as furniture for the inside of your virtual house that you can then step up to and play the complete version of that game, like Donkey Kong. You can play a complete game of Donkey Kong inside your virtual house.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that. Oh, because it's fun.
It is.
But why don't you just play Donkey Kong then?
If you have that system, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a job game.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That makes more sense now.
People are finding it really relaxing. I read an article about it recently, but I'll talk about it some other time.
Okay. No, I apologize if I have asked this before. Don't want to waste our
You asked Jenna and me, but Mav, I think, hit the nail upon the top.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, if there's no red panda, this game is bullshit and I'm out.
I will find a red panda on there for you, Jenna.
I mean,
They got to come out with it. They got to make it be a part of the thing. I'm not skinning.
You're not going to skin a red panda? I wouldn't either.
Thank you.
I mean, if you could skin animals in this game, I might be more interested, I think.
Salsa, have you played Red Dead?
Yes.
Or Rust?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No, Red Dead I enjoyed a great deal.
So,
I think we should take a break.
Cool.
I'm all about it.
I need to pee.
Okay. Jenna, go pee. Mav, if you haven't finished your Fast Fives yet, do so now. James, fix your internet. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Are we going to do this? Are we already doing this?
I suppose we'll do this. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Hold it, James. And I'm Mav.
There it is.
All right, now go.
I mean, if James was this rude with every guest, we would never have any guests.
That's true.
That's not true.
That is so true.
I mean, seriously, James.
I feel like they would have guests and not me.
James, you would. Okay, let's see. So far, you have stepped on all over his introduction. You've laughed okay. for like 10 minutes. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you just like disappeared.
Without a word. Just fucked off.
Actually, I think the word was, that's.
And just for that, I'm going to give you a moderately quick fast four.
Fast four.
I have five. I'm kidding.
It's just in another email.
Oh, shit, the email.
All right, Mav, open your email. And read us the Fast Five.
So today's Fast Five comes to us from Mav. Alright, so there is no introduction. I'm just going to go right in.
Hold on, I'm getting a weird echo. I'm not sure who that's coming from.
When Mav talks, yeah.
When Mav talks?
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good?
Yep, we're good, sorry. Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay, alright.
Do the thing, Mav!
Do the thing. All right. So, question number one: fish or
cat? Gotta wait for it.
Oh, you
gotta wait for the
thing now. Try again.
Try again.
Question number one: fish or jock?
Fish or jock?
Jock.
Is there any such thing as a fish strap?
No. No, but they both have to do with sticks.
Jock. Stick.
I'm going to say the context for this is you prefer more intensive sports, like a jock. You prefer more laid-back pastimes, like fishing.
Ooh, good one.
That is a pretty good interpretation.
I really enjoy watching Mav not express right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with laid back sports like fishing, even though I hate fishing specifically.
Right, like fishing in and of itself, it's like meh. But I like golfing.
Well, and I guess, are we talking about watching?
Which is the fishing of ball sports.
We're going into watching or playing, too. I would fucking hate watching fishing, but I rather love watching hockey.
Anything other than fishing, honestly.
I'm going with fish.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fish, too. I'm willing to make it all about me.
As well you should.
I'm going to say sports, because I enjoy sport.
So you're going with jock?
Yeah, jock.
Jock.
I love how James is like, I'm going to go with an option that isn't one of the two options.
Yes.
Not
how does this work? See, Salsa didn't tell us how this works, so I don't have to obey the rules. That's
No, James. No.
My bad.
Almost
my bad.
10 fucking years, James, if you haven't figured it out by now. They do not sit down at the beginning of a football game and go over the rules before every fucking game.
Fact.
Yeah, they're also not asking me to play.
That's fact as well.
That is a very fair point.
It's a very good point, actually. I wonder why. I'm just trying to picture James as a professional athlete, just like NHL level hockey player, and he gets out in the ice. He's like, okay, so how does this work?
Are you trying to give yourself a headache? Because, you know, thinking about James playing a professional sport, that's
whether it's James or anyone else, just have somebody go out there and go up to the referee and be like, so I go that way? And just watch the referee's...
I got the ball. What do I do with it?
And just watch the referee's eyes glaze over as they go, what?
Every time I pick up this ball, those guys try to kill me. Here, take it.
All right. You guys are being so aggressive. Oh, my God.
Can we just talk about this? Seriously?
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Question number two. Green or blue?
One of my eyes is green and one of my eyes is blue.
Love you too,
so I'm feeling very torn right now. I will say of the two eyes, the green one has more personality, so I'm going to go green.
Green.
I'm going to go blue.
Any specific reason?
Because it's not green.
Nail upon the top.
I think I'm gonna go with blue.
I have given to expect a choice between a sport.
I didn't even realize that was an option.
What was it? what did
he half expected me to say sport.
Oh.
Blue. If I were to get a new car and if I was given the choice between those two colors, I would pick blue. Blue is my favorite bumper car.
Favorite bumper car?
So, a few days ago, a couple of my friends who I was with when we were in Ireland introduced me to the game of hurling, which I've talked about at length before. Absolutely love the sport, but they were saying that due to the lockdown, the league website has released a lot of games for free, so people can watch them. And my friend was like, "Oh my god, you got to go see this final from like 2 years ago or something like that." And I started watching it, and I couldn't tell who was who. Because one team was...
But they don't wear different jerseys, or what?
One team was red, and one team was green.
Aww.
And I couldn't...
Oh,
no. I was, like, so sad.
Okay, all right.
Rolf, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Real quick. What color does the Wild wear?
Red and green.
Okay. Are you able to see the differences between those? Like, are they different shades of...
Yes. Their colors are very bright and vibrant. But these two teams that were playing in the final a couple years ago in Ireland, the hue of the two colors was similar enough that I could not tell them apart. It's really easy when Kilkenny is playing, because their uniforms are like black and yellow stripes. They look like bumblebees. Really easy to tell when Kilkenny's playing. But but this was like, what was it? It was like Wexford versus Limerick or something like that. And it was just like, one was red, one was green. And I was just like, I watched for like 5 minutes, and clearly this team was going that way and this team was going that way, but... In the mess of things happening in the middle, I was like, "Yeah, dude, okay, why are you going way? Oh shit, you're the other team. What the fuck is going on?"
Oh, honey.
Salsa, if you're watching on a regular TV, can you adjust the hue of the screen in order to correct for that?
That's an interesting thought, but I don't want to mess with our TV too much.
Yeah, you never get it back to the way it was.
Exactly. I would never be able to get it back to where it's supposed to be. My wife would walk in and be like, "Why does the TV look all fucking magenta and shit?" And I'd be like, "I think it looks fine."
See, that's the way it was for me when I was colorblind, too. You know.
Raider Lee's just like, "What happened to the TV?" And you're like, "It's fine to me. I don't..."
Anyway, sorry. I'm going blue.
Your pain, though.
All right.
Yep.
Also, I would rather go blue than go green.
Hey, look, it's not easy, all right?
It's not. I was colorblind. Trust me, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, did we lose him? I lost everyone. Shit, did I lose everyone? Where'd everybody go? Oh no! I lost everyone! Dear ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna sort this out. Hold on. Hold on a minute. Shit.
can't imagine what it must be like to get disconnected from everybody and have people make fun of you.
Yeah, but you'll
that
notice
must be
I'm
so difficult.
You'll,
for you.
You'll notice I messaged everyone immediately and let them know what the fuck was going on instead of waiting for 10 minutes.
In fact, I think I got the message before you were disconnected.
That's really funny.
Anyway,
all right.
So that is why I was going blue.
Blue. All right.
And that was the second time I got crabs.
Oh. All right. You know what? Question number three.
It's awesome.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
You're a
no,
dick.
I could see you laughing at your own joke, so I knew you weren't frozen.
God damn.
Question number three.
Thank you. God.
The ding heard around the world.
Board or screen?
Ooh.
Board or screen?
Correct. Board or screen.
All right, here we go. Would you rather have like the actual air, the breeze coming through your screen window, or would you like to have an air conditioning unit with the boards surrounding it so that you're just getting the AC air?
Interesting.
Or would you rather surf on a board out in the ocean, or would you rather surf on a screen and watch something? Watch videos of.
I'm going to guess that this is actually a question where Mav dates himself, and go. Would you rather your kids were home learning on a screen or in a school learning on a chalkboard? Even though they don't have chalkboards anymore, they have screens in school. But that's what I'm going with. I'm guessing that this is, and so I'm going board.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa, okay. I love you. James, you're pretty. All right.
And Jenna exists.
No, I think you're right on this one, Salsa. In which case, like, Jessa actually did online schooling for middle school, which was good. Like, there, I guess, oh, man, there were pros and cons to both. Fuck. Eventually, she did go back to a brick-and-mortar school, though, because... she wanted to do theater, and she was missing some of the socialization aspects. So yeah, I'm gonna say bored, but doing the online schooling was great for her. She could self-pace, and she was a very self-motivated person. So, like, for a middle schooler, also it was during middle school, and I think middle school is the worst fucking human experiment that we do to our poor children.
Yeah, agreed.
God. Like, I'm not locking you into a concrete building for a couple of years while you're hitting puberty.
That's why I dropped out in middle school.
Yeah.
The fact that my wife, as a high school teacher, is able to be sane amazes me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'll say screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four.
Nope. Do it again.
Story checks out.
Do it again, Mav. You're going to ask the question. Salsa's going to do the ding.
Question number four.
Nope.
There was a ding. I heard it.
That is the wrong ding.
Question number four.
Ah, there we are.
Thank you, Delta.
What are you, Order Mav?
Up. Order up. Order up. Order up.
Salsa, that's two emails.
Are you kidding me? We're up to 12 now.
All right.
James or Riga?
Oh.
Riga.
I won the twerking competition between the two of us, so I'm going to go with me.
I think you finagled that twerking competition. Like, I appreciate you and all, James, but mm-hmm. I am the shimmy to Riga's twerk, and he is the twerk to my shimmy.
He's got no bend and snap.
Doesn't matter.
Oddly enough, James, that's exactly why I chose Riga.
Oh, that's fair.
No, I was there for that competition and Riga was robbed.
I'm comfortable with that.
You sir? Okay.
All right. Everybody answered that one, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Question number 5. God.
Yeah.
Five. What, just the one?
What?
Five or ten?
Five or ten?
Five or ten.
How many emails are we going to get from that next time? And the answer is 10.
Trick question. The answer is 5 plus 10.
As long as it's 10 emails for 5 fast fives, I'm comfortable with it.
I'm going 10. No, wait. No, I'm going 5.
The middle 3 are just going to be green on red text saying bad things about salsa.
Yeah. I mean, we have had the green and red on a postcard before, so...
It's true. I remember.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. He was like, I'm going to do this alternating color thing, and I didn't even notice.
That was such a wasted effort.
I know, absolutely was. Absolutely was.
Oh, no, it was not, because James and I had the fucking time of our life.
Well, And I thought about it after I hit send. I went, well, that was dumb. Okay. All right. All right. Everybody answered that one? I missed it. I asked it, and I missed it.
I said 10. Salsa said 5. James said...
I said 10.
10. All right.
All right. So, for the context, question number 1, fish or jock?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is a man most likely to lie about? The size of the fish he last caught or the size of his jock?
I'm going fish because it's unverifiable. If you lie about the size of your member, somebody can measure it. But if you lie about the size of the fish you caught, there's no evidence.
This is true.
You can't be like, drop your pants and let's find out how long your trout is.
Jenna had a date like that once?
Oh, yeah. I had a few of those, actually. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was a smallmouth bass.
Want to show me the size of your swordfish?
Thank you, Salsa.
I think
it wasn't very big, but it was to scale.
I think that the average person is more likely to lie about the size of their body part than they are to lie about fish. But I think as far as if you're going to lie about one or the other, lying about a fish would be unverifiable. So I guess
Actually, I
guess
know
Doc.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Most dicks that I know, their owners have actually lied about the size, but, like, smaller.
Like James.
Like, they'll make offhanded jokes about how small their dick
is. God damn it.
Ooh. God, did it just get cold in here? What the hell?
But, like, no, I know a lot of guys will joke about how small their dick is.
Self-deprecating, yeah.
Yeah, or quote-unquote lie about it. Like, yeah, my dick is like a tuna can. Or whatever. I've heard that one from my boyfriend a lot. Teaser, it is not shaped like a tuna can.
It's shaped like a tuna can.
Like a toucan.
Oh.
It's got a, like, a...
Steve Irwin is rolling over in his grave.
My goodness,
right,
my
now,
Guinness.
James.
But yeah, all no, right. I know more guys to lie about their member, but in the opposite direction.
No, no, going with what Jenna just said, yeah, I gotta switch. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Switch. So, Jock?
I believe I chose correctly.
Yeah.
Sports.
Because you specifically said about the size, you didn't say inflating of the size. So.
Right.
Okay. I did have a date like that one.
All right, question number two. Green or blue? Which color is Salsa more likely to adjust last on his TV?
Oh my god! Oh, yes!
No. All right.
Clearly it's green.
I am such a dick.
Yep. That's why you're here.
Wonderful.
Yep, that delights me.
All right. Question number three. Board or screen? What kind of games do you like better?
Oh,
board games or electronic games that you play on a TV screen?
That's really tough for me because the answer is all of the above.
Yeah, that's a real hard one.
Actually,
that,
the
that
answer
is a tough one. Yeah.
I know what my answer is.
I
believe I chose correctly. I believe.
Okay, wait, can you say the context one more time, Mav?
What kind of games do you like better? Board games or electronic games that you play on a TV screen?
All right, go ahead, James. I just needed to solidify what the actual question was.
I chose screen, so video games, and I think that's still where I'm at. You can play video games by yourself. You can play multiplayer video games in a party, and you can play multiplayer games online over long distances. Where board games, if you're going to play tabletop board games, you often have to either figure out how to make them video games, or you have to invite a bunch of people over. Even in the best of times, you have to invite a bunch of people over, and people flake out, and it's stressful, and you have to clean your house and all of that shit.
But that is what I enjoy about board games. I enjoy the having people over portion of playing board games.
Yeah.
So yeah, while you see that as a negative, I see that as a positive. But I also really like screen games. Like, all of your positives for screen are still positives.
Here's where I'm falling down on this. I much like Jenna, I enjoy both a great deal. The thing with a video game for me, though, is video games is something that I play of a night when I am done with the day's hard work and the kids are in bed. You know, it's like, okay, kids are in bed, I'm done doing what I'm doing, I'm gonna boot up my computer, I'm gonna play some Assassin's Creed or something like that. A board game is an event. Board game is, you set aside a Sunday, and you have friends over, you have dinner, and then you play a board game. And so that's, for me, I think, going to be the tipping point, is not only is the game itself fun, but the pomp and circumstance surrounding it, making it an event, making it special, I think is the tipping point for me. So I'm going to stick with my original answer and go with board.
You know, now that a man has said it, that makes a lot more sense. And
Holy
shit.
Wow.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me saying it.
It was. I'm just continuing the joke that you frequently repeat what Jenna said.
Exactly. No, it's great. No, but
you know, it is true. Social distancing is saving lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those reasons, I agree with Jenna completely.
Yeah. And for me, it used to be, you know, I loved video games, but over Christmas this past year, sorry for bringing up the C word, but for Christmas we got a new board game called, we got a new board game called Ticket to Ride, and I am just absolutely addicted to that game. I love that game. So much fun.
We just picked up Ticket to Ride Junior for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
It's so great.
I hope that they're still doing it, but for quite a while, for like the first couple weeks of all of this, the makers of Ticket to Ride were offering
the
kids' version
of
Ticket to Ride for free electronically.
Yeah, we picked it up electronically, so we have it on my Steam account and on our tablet. We have it there.
It's glorious.
But then we also picked it up as a board game. So, yeah, it's a simplified version of the game. It's instead of doing points, it's whoever can build the whoever can build five or six connections first wins. Very simplified game, but they still get to play the cards and build their tracks and stuff like that. So,
the kids
really enjoyed it.
That's an awesome game.
It really is.
All right, so I think we got past that one. Question number four. Okay. James or Riga? Which one would you trust less to mix a drink for you at the next party?
Riga.
Yeah, I agree. James is too nice. James would tell you if he was doing something nefarious. Riga would just give you a nefarious drink.
Yep.
James?
I would say Riga also.
Wow.
I think I got that one wrong. Not because I don't trust him. I trust him to do a certain thing.
That.
And when I want a drink that is going to put me in party mode, and then very quickly into lounge mode, I'll tap Riga for that.
Brave individual.
I was about to say, I really hope James trusts himself more to mix his
I'm sure James has met himself, so
it's fair.
Yeah,
once or twice it was dark
in an alleyway
phrasing.
Yes.
Okay,
question number five.
We don't actually ding here.
We don't.
Yeah, he was reaching for it. He was reaching for it.
He's often reaching for it.
Oh. I'll just let that one simmer for a minute. Question number five. 5 or 10? Oh, see?
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm going to end you.
Ah! Hey, Stalfa.
Yes.
Stalfa, high five. Question number five. 5 or 10? How many emails do you think Salsa is going to expect from Mav after this week?
That's exactly why I switched to 5, because I was hoping. I'm hoping.
Hope springs eternal.
I think I was right the first time. That's going to be 5 plus 10, though.
Oh, God.
It's going to send us a fast 20 in 1.5 emails.
The first email is going to be yellow ore, and the second email is going to be green.
Okay, there's a thought.
Why the fuck do I talk?
I thought about stopping you, but with how angry I am right now.
Oh, yeah. All of this is going to come and bite me in the ass later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have no idea how hard.
Worth it.
Well, that was super fun. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on tonight.
Of course.
Yeah. I couldn't be here for all of it, but neither could Salsa.
No, I was here for it. I'm recording. Y'all weren't here for it.
I'm here for you now.
That concludes our Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should include... the first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who has a shout-out?
I have a shout-out. I have to give a shout-out to Tango and Merritt.
Yeah.
With their powers combined, I now have red panda print, with which I can make myself red panda face masks.
Nice.
Print, and Merritt picked up the curbside for me because I have not been able to leave my house. And I finally had to get cleaning done. It was driving me insane. But I finally got the fabric pre-washed, and I am ready to start cutting into that. And I am so excited, and this is going to be glorious. And Tango will let me know when there is more red fabric print, because they only add a couple of yards. And I will buy that and make more red panda things. Red panda. Also, Merritt has made more than one delivery for me during this time period. So Merritt gets a little bonus, but the Merritt and Tango combo got me red pandas. So shout out
to
them.
That is a fearsome combo.
Cool.
Mm. Yes.
James, got a shout out?
I do. I am going to say a shout out to Jenna. Eric Thompson, and all of the other nice people who are inviting me to online events so that days don't blur together completely.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Yep.
Mav?
You're welcome.
I do have a shout out. So, during...
Is it to whoever made that sound box?
Holy shit, I've never been more confused.
Welcome to the podcast, Matt.
All right. I do have a shout out. So, during this whole COVID-19 thing, it's very easy. It's becoming easier and easier for us to recognize those on the front lines. You know, you've got your healthcare workers, and your essential employees, all around the country. I want to give, a shout out to those who haven't won the battle against COVID-19, those who have lost their lives. They seem to be the ones that, with all the news and everything like that, sadly, they're just a number, and they're not. Yeah. These people are not just a number. So my shout out goes to everybody who has lost their life. And, you know, I hope the best for their families and, you know, for them as well in whatever the next step in that process is.
Hmm. Yeah.
Fuck you. I gotta follow that.
I really want Salsa's shout out to be for like Cheerios or something stupid like that.
Seriously, what the fuck am I gonna say now?
You know, lesson learned, not only are you gonna get 12 emails from now on.
But a deeply felt, well thought out shout out.
My shout out was actually to Menards.
Okay.
I've been doing plenty of shopping there over the past few weeks with getting this whole backyard figured out. They've been doing a really good job of sanitizing carts as they go through, and having store capacity, you know, so as one person leaves, one person can come in, you know, that way the place isn't crowded, and doing a good job of staying open for business, but still doing so in a safe way, and stuff like that. I obviously would not be able to do what I've been doing, to keep myself occupied for the past few weeks, without them being able to provide that for me. And my wife has also been shopping there for gardening stuff and stuff like that. So good on you for doing that. Not nearly as profound as Mavs, but there you are. Who's got something to plug?
Okay, go ahead, James.
What are you plugging?
I don't. I don't know that I can.
Those must Jesus. Be really good Oreos.
I was just about to ask that exact same thing.
Oh, they're real
good. There are two O's in every Oreo.
Yeah. Were you going to plug something, Jay?
I am now. Vilification Tennis not only has its monthly shows that we are doing online, but in order to whet your appetites, we are doing Vil Tennis Interruptus. And that's just a quick match and a couple of games in order for people who maybe go to bed a little bit earlier or who just, you know, want a little boost at the end of their week. And so far we're doing that once or twice a month in addition to the regular full-size show at the end. And so keep track of the Vilification Tennis page, and I will try to let you know the same podcast week when one is coming up. I do not believe that is this week. I think that is a week or two in the future. So, yes.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. I am doing two encyclopedia shows next week.
What?
On Monday, May 4th.
Wow.
At 7? I can't actually find the time here. It's driving me insane. There it is. 7. At 7. We will be doing an encyclopedia show on quacks or medicine of the non-scientific type. So quackery in doctor stuffs. And then on, sorry, I'm trying to get both of them. Wednesday, May 6th, also at 7, we will be doing a show on space. So, space.
As in outer space?
Like the outer variety, but, you know, maybe personal space. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Maybe the Marie Kondo type?
Yeah. Those are coming up. We'll be doing those. We'll be live streaming that shite. And I will be performing in both of those. And other friends will be posting in the other ones. It's happening Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The other ones are Shadows on Sunday and Clocks on Tuesday. So, go check that out. I will send Salsa the link to this event that has all four of them in one. So then he only has to post one link because he's late.
No, it's absolutely true. If you don't send me links to things, I'm not going to post it. So, James.
Well, and I'm only sending you the one as opposed to breaking it out into each individual one. So
that was a reminder for James, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've got coming up.
Anything, Mav?
All right.
To mention?
Nothing right now. Working on my game, so hoping to have that pitched in the next couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens.
Cool. Yeah, no, nice. I also have nothing to plug. My performances have been... I got the last of my summer performances canceled just a couple days ago. So, yeah, I'm
sorry.
I'm basically done and out until hopefully the fall. We'll find out. Anyway, yep, that's what I know. So, anything else to mention before we get out of here?
Nobody was going to say anything about the fact that I shaved my head?
Nope.
Nope.
That's all...
It's an audio podcast, Matt. Audio.
All right, let's not cloud the issue with the facts.
I think the only thing that I have left to say is bye. I love you. Bye.
No, to be fair, we have been very remiss. Mav, the dress you're wearing is very nice, too.
It's a beautiful shade of burgundy.
I really do like it. Is that velvet?
That neckline is daring.
It is.
You know, I did all of this just for you guys.
No, we appreciate it. We have
noticed. I appreciate it.
We were too classy to mention it, but we have noticed. Anyway, if that is all, then we would have nothing else to say, but thank you to everyone who listens to this absolute shit that we've been spouting for the past however many years. Thank you to Mav for the Fast Five.
Yeah.
Woo. Thank you to our special guest, Mav,
for agreeing to do this nonsense. Everybody, enjoy, stay safe, and eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.